Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
To what extent is South Africa experiencing the same inflation as other countries? Professor Peter Bauer, he's an economist from the University of Johannesburg. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard. Very well. Thank you, yourself.
Excellent. Thank you. Well, I don't know. South Africans under tremendous amount of pressure. Is this because of international movements or is this our very own problem?
Okay, so much of our inflation has been is imported through obviously increasing energy costs as well as what we've seen in increasing commodity costs. Much of this had obviously been spurred through the Ukraine crisis. We're not alone in this. If you compare ourselves, for example, with America at 9.1% inflation, or if you take a look at countries like Germany at about 8.7%, we're pretty much on trend with what is actually happening around the rest of the world.
Right. So, and how does it impact? Because we see this, these numbers coming out of the U.S., then the dollar does something, the rand reacts. What is that impact?
Yes, it most definitely is impacting us. So globally in terms of like how we manage our inflation. That's the key consideration, and that's going to impact on our credit ratings as well. In the moment, you know, what we're expecting is we need to put policies in place to protect the value of the rand at the same time to manage our monetary policy. And the way we would do that normally would be we'd be expecting, for example, a possible increase in interest rates going up once again. The trade-off here is going to be more around the trade-off between, you know, economic, can we afford an increase in interest rates? How is that going to impact businesses? Because obviously business is driven by credit. And so we're going to see a possible impact there. There's mongering as well. Rumor has it, you know, possible recessions in the future, possibly via America, even within South Africa, and that would obviously impact us quite considerably too. And so, but as I said, that's like a lot of monger rumor. They are possible indicators, but not necessarily a hard-earned fact at this point in time. So how it's going to impact us, of course, is going to be considerably negative. If other economies are going to a stagnant situation, that would then obviously impact us in terms of trade. But we're doing reasonably well in terms of trade, and of course, the weakening oil prices, bringing us back to under $100 per barrel for Brent crude, for example, has also sort of benefited and also helping the situation in a positive way, that is.
In terms of our very own factors, things like blackout, load shedding, that obviously plays an important role as well.
Very negative for us. That's obviously going to be taken into consideration with the credit agencies. We cannot sustain businesses with this kind of level of load shedding. The energy crisis in South Africa is beyond a crisis point, and that's impacting businesses, especially businesses and households. The smaller businesses are obviously impacted more because they can find it difficult to afford alternative energy, and that's going to simply translate into additional job losses and stagnant economic growth. And that economic growth is what we so really need to bolster our economy and to create those jobs. So this energy crisis is beyond words.
Are we seeing any positive signs in terms of the energy crisis with regard to willingness and real measures being taken to address it?
I think there is a willingness to solve this problem. I don't believe that the authorities or the policymakers intend this to be the norm. There are steps being taken, but it's translating. This is a systems thing that has built up over years and years. And while initially it may have seemed like a small problem looking forward, they didn't realize the implications would escalate. The snowball effect is really there. And so I don't believe we'll be able to solve this problem overnight, and that alone is going to actually be something which is going to impact on investor decision making. We can already see it. Business confidence is low and waning. We've seen consumer confidence very low and waning. Our PMI index is a critical indicator. It shows that they're still positive, but it's not growing at the rate. It's also sort of like lagging behind. And all of these are going to impact on investor confidence, and which is going to then translate into poor growth forecast for South Africa, and that is really what we can barely afford.
Because it is really is a lot of this is about confidence. Because if people stop spending money, if people feel confident, well then they, I don't know, they do something, they renovate their house or they buy a house, and so money flows.
Yes, absolutely, and that translates. So the, through that multiplier process, it sort of creates that expansion in that economy, what we need. But in the moment, you know, if those interest rates are going to go up, which we're going to possibly see if they continue to tighten the monetary policy, we're going to see that availability of credit coming down, and we're going to see businesses, obviously, people cutting back costs of all any forms of loans from homeowners to anybody who's living in credit. In the moment, these could have very, very large impacts. And in terms of household distribution of income, how they're going to use that money, that's also going to tighten our spending ability. And through the multiplier process, that will definitely translate into the economy again.
You just wonder how much tighter South Africans can cope with. Professor Peter Bauer, economist from the University of Johannesburg, talking to us about South Africa experiencing the same inflation as other countries and how this is going to look. It is